Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the
ending.
Falling
in the way. It's Nexus, that's the song Nexus. First one on the Innocent Eight album. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Chad Moutre is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, great American chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org, right?
That is correct. That is correct.
NAM.org. Check it out. We're talking about his, economic report and that he gave us, and some good, some not so good, some got really ugly, the job stuff especially. Mm-hmm. You know, talking about the job thing, Chad, that maybe contributed to the bad jobs number was this Department of Labor policy that they pulled out of a dark place called the overtime rules.
Well, there's certainly a lot of suspicion that will create more part-time employment. I think from our perspective, the number, it basically doubled, and many of our members.
When we say number, let's make sure we've talked about it on the show before. Let's make sure we understand the fundamental part of the overtime rule is that, and I'm going to use round numbers. If you weren't making around $25,000 as a salary, where you could work overtime and not be paid overtime, they've now raised that to over around $45,000, right?
It's a little over $47,000.
Okay.
Now that's a little bit of progress. At one time, it was over $50,000.
Right.
So they did scale it back a little bit.
Now let me say this real quick. Real quick, and then I'll let you finish. I've said this before. I'm going to say it again. I don't think any company should be allowed to turn a $25,000 a year hourly employee into salary for the purpose of getting 10 hours out of them for nothing. That's not right. I don't think most people do it, but some do. And so I do believe that a salaried person who's going to be expected to work overtime should be paid more than $25,000 a year. But what I've got a problem with was the devil in the details that we'll talk about in a minute. Go ahead and finish your thought.
Yeah. But I think that's the big challenge I think that we have is that, you have a lot of people who were salaried who now will not. And so there's certainly going to be some morale issues. If you're an employer, you're going to have that very tough conversation with your employee that they're going to have to go back to being salaried because they're no longer exempt. I think that's a very tough call. I'm not totally convinced that raising that threshold is really going to lead to a raise. I know the president has said that it will. Companies aren't going to want to pay overtime if they don't have to. And I suspect that, as I mentioned kind of at the outset there, it will lead to more part-time employment. So
usually when the government gets involved with how people – when the government gets involved between the relationship between employer and employee, the employee usually doesn't win.
Yeah, and the bigger picture here is that, this is like the fourth labor rule that's been finalized already this year. We're expecting a lot more coming down the pike.
Yep.
This has been a very aggressive year on the part of the Department of Labor, kind of in winding out the Obama administration. Similar thing on the EPA side and
mm-hmm.
elsewhere.
Also on the financial advisor side.
We actually have a study coming out hopefully in the July timeframe, which tries to put all of these labor rules into perspective. When we ask our members about some of the top challenges they have, not surprisingly, regulatory burdens rise to the top of that list. It's just that cumulative impact of just so many changes that are happening, again, not just in labor, but in other categories as well, certainly adds to the cost. It adds to confusion. You have to, especially if you're a small manufacturer,
right?
A lot to keep track of to make sure that you're minding your P's and Q's.
Well, look. Here's the details of this law, of this regulation. It's not a law. It's a regulation that they just created on their own without any congressional activity. If your employee, for their purposes, they say to you, "Hey, boss, I'm one of four children. I have to take care of my mother 1 week a month could I work 50 hours the first week of the month and 30 hours the second week of the month, the last week of the month, so I can take care of my family? Or you might say, hey, folks, we need to do inventory the first week of every month. Let's work a little bit more the first month, a little bit less the last, I mean, week, a little bit less the last week, and it'll all even out. You can't have, in the, under this new rule, you can't have those kinds of relationships with your people.
That's right. I mean, certainly, it take, like you said, it takes away from flexibility if you're a, if you're an employee.
I thought Democrats like flex time.
Well, you know, in this case, they they see this as a way of, as, unless that's how the president's selling it, as a raise. I'm not convinced that that's going to be what's happening, as I said earlier. But it's, again, one of many regulations, including the ambush election rule. And a lot of others that have really come down the pike this year. Again, there's going to be a huge cost associated with them in terms of.
And isn't it quite possible that those chickens came home to roost on the job creation numbers in May?
Well, we've seen, even with the ACA, we've seen, this, if you work more than 29 and a half hours, definitely, whenever you change the rules of the game like that, there's going to be economic consequences, and that's what we're seeing.
And pile on
sure
top.
I'm not sure the overtime rule, because it just went into effect. I'm not sure how much that of an effect it's had yet, but it could moving forward.
But no, Chad, I was talking about the overtime rule in March.
Yeah.
I mean, people who, you got a lot of smart folks, as you know, in your organization. They know they're keeping up with these things. They see it coming down the pike. You're helping them understand it. I'm not going to say all of it happened, but I'll tell you what, Chad, all of these things piled on top of each other, accumulating over 7.5 years, has a cumulative drag on the economy, doesn't it?
That's right. It does.
Quick break. NAM.org, that's Chad's website. We're going to talk some more. I'm going to see if I can get Chad to talk a little politics when we come back. I might weasel some comments out of him. Stay with us, Tintin.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.